כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הלו בסקע שופר, הלו מנבל וכינור. We're up to the pasuk, Lasad Lovoi. Even now, thinking about this idea of Halu b'seika shoifor, Halu b'nevel v'chino. These are two kelim. One is the shoifor, one is the nevel v'chino. Mefosh and the Al Shech Maldim and others point out, seika shoifor is something that arouses pachad and yira. The blast of the shofar, sometimes it's a war, sometimes it's the coming of a king, an awe-inspiring king. That's the sake of shofar. And neva v'chino are two string instruments that have beautiful, sweet sounds that are used for having a simcha and a person feeling glorified. So these are two other meanings of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like we said from the beginning, the Kodesh is the beginning of everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is uplifted to the point you can't even be masik at Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the Kiyah Uzoi, the Gvurois of two stages of the divine plan from the upper heavens down to every part of creation. And the Gvuros of, he says, those are all the specific things that were put into the creation. Gvuros, the limited koichos that each thing had, each one's shape and size and abilities and energy. And afterwards, the Gudvoi, aside from the way everything was formed, it was permeated with the mitzvah ha-chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're starting, together with the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there always has to be the teika shoifer, the awe-inspiring nature of Hashem. That's the world is combined of those two things. Chesed mitzad echod, and mitzad sheni the yira, and the gevuras, and the awe-inspiring events. That keeps Klal Yisrael in shape. We need both in order to be successful in our mission in this world. And that's what will be mahalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that he put that into the world. Because we know that everything goes smooth, everybody's happy and jolly. Then, like it says, Vayishman Yeshuan Vayivot, person, Klal Yisrael gets wealthy and has everything they need, and then they forget that they need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we always need that Seika Shoifer, the Gvuris of Hashem, to remind us there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu above us, watching over us, and we have to be in line with Him. And the stage after that is Nevel V'chino. That's the stage of the next level of Hanhoga, of the Teferis of Klal Yisrael, the glory of Klal Yisrael that He just expresses with His beautiful music from these instruments that are pleasant to the ear and to everything that makes us feel uplifted and special. That's the Nevel V'chino. The thing that the Nevel V'chino is so much connected to, that glorified part of Klal Yisrael, is the fact that we have the Torah HaKadosh. Torah HaKadosh is called the Teferis Yisrael, the glory of Klal Yisrael. Even if you remember the famous Gemara in Brachas that says that that David HaMelech used to get up in midnight to learn with a coil of a kinor. He didn't have something banging away to wake him up.
Coil illusion.
It was a kinor. A kinor that showed the joy of Klal Yisrael, the appreciation I have. We recognize that this is what glorifies us. The fact that we're able to learn Torah, we're able to daven to Hashem, Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the next stage of the Bria, and Hogan, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevel V'chino, the glorified state of the world, the glorious state of Klal Yisrael, who are the one that the world was created for. We should always appreciate how special we are and take advantage of it. And we said after we have the Teika Shoifa and the Yira to hold us back from doing things that are improper, and complementing that is our sweet sounding beautiful music of appreciation of the glory that we have through the Torah and Mitzvot and our Kivah Tzedakin that we get to it.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111